Church family, welcome to Church News. My name's Ava.
And I'm Caleb.
And we are so excited that you're here with us today. Caleb, what's coming up?
If you've decided to follow Jesus, then your next step is water baptism. Baptism is not just a symbol, but it is a public declaration of your commitment to follow Jesus. It's an outward expression of an inward change. This is why the Bible also tells us that it's through baptism that we are participating in the life, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. If you would like more information, or if you'd like to sign up, you can scan the QR code on the screen or head out to the Welcome Center in the lobby. We can't wait for you to take this next step.
Are you thinking about becoming a member of Only Believe? Well, we want to invite you to Growth Track, held on the first Sunday of each month, right after church service. This will be a time where you can learn about the history and the vision of Only Believe Church, and learn about your God-given gifts and how you can use them to make a difference. And it gives you the perfect opportunity to join the Only Believe family. If you would like to sign up, you can scan the QR code on the screen, or you can head on out to the Welcome Center in the lobby. And there will be lunch and childcare provided. We cannot wait to walk this journey with you.
Real quick, I want to give a volunteer highlight to someone in our church who's serving on a dream team. And this time I want to shout out to Addie Miller. She's a teenager here at Only Believe, and she's a part of the worship dream team. Addie is always on time, always prepared, and always willing to serve no matter what I've asked her to do. So thank you, Addie. You are a valuable part of Only Believe Church.
Join us for our annual fun-filled ice cream social happening on Wednesday, August 13th, following our 7 p.m. service. This will take place right outside, right behind the building. We will be serving up free ice cream with tons of toppings to make your dream sundae. This will be a time to connect and enjoy a yummy treat with your church family. So bring your friends, your appetite, and your sweet tooth, and we cannot wait to see you there.
Hey guys, we have another Brotherhood Breakfast for you, August 16th at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the church lobby. We're gonna have a hot breakfast. It's gonna be good, you'll like it. We also are gonna have our devotional and table discussion. It's a perfect event for fathers and sons. It's also a perfect event for you to invite a friend to, or maybe a coworker. If it's somebody that doesn't like church, this is a great event to invite them to check us out before they come to service on a Sunday. I hope to see you there, August 16th, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the church lobby.
Here at Only Believe, we believe in the power of prayer. And that is why we do First Saturday prayer at the beginning of each month. This is a time where we gather together to seek God, to hear an encouraging word, to worship, and to spend time in both personal and corporate prayer. So let's align our hearts with what the Lord wants to do in us and through us in the coming month. So invite a friend and set your reminders and come on out to First Saturday prayer. We cannot wait to see you there.
And if you want any more information or if you have any questions, you can head on out to the Welcome Center and our team will do the best they can to help you out there. Now, let's prepare our hearts and minds as we dive into God's Word today.
Man, all right. Before I introduce our special guest today, last year, for those of you know, when we had Aqua Grande, our funnel cake machine died. And there were so many people that were on the ground crying and we had to lift so many people up and it was torture. So this year, we have a vendor that came in and to help us with funnel cakes, and he's going to do some kind of shakies or something for lemonade. I don't know. But he's going to give 25% back to the church. He said, I got to make some money, man. I got to make some money. So he brought it from a fairground real quick for us so you guys can have funnel cakes today, and he's going to give 25% back to the church. That's fantastic. So just want to let you know out there, everything else out there is absolutely free. All the hamburgers, hot dogs, the drinks, everything, all free, okay? So that's the only thing we got. So just want to let you know, don't go out there and go, oh my gosh, you said cost something. It's just we don't have another funnel cake machine yet, so we're working on it. So stay saved. It's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. Praise the Lord. All right. So now, the main event, praise the Lord. I, you know, it's hard to introduce somebody that you have slept beside in different beds in the same hotel room, okay, in overseas, you know, and different events that we've been on. And he does snore very loud. So, you know, I've tried to go to sleep first. But Eric Camp has been, man, in ministry for way over 35, 40 years now. You're getting old. So he's up to 4 children now and counting. We're not sure, you know, how many more is happening here. But he goes, all across the world, he helped me in my first crusade into Baka, Kenya. When Pastor Dosik said, you're coming overseas, whether you like it or not. I was scared to death. And I called my friend Eric Camp. I said, Eric, I got to have you, man. And listen, pastor's going to pay for you to come over because I don't know what I'm doing. So he came and helped me into Baka, Kenya, our first kids crusade, where 5,000 kids came out on our crusade ground. I was scared to death, and I just hid behind him. I could do that. But we've preached together, ministered together all across the country, all around the world. So help me introduce my friend, Pastor Eric Camp, as he comes to minister to us today. Amen.
I don't know if you can hide behind me anymore. Those were the old days. Come on, can we give the Lord Jesus a hand clap? Come on, you can do a little bit better than that for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Come on, somebody. Make a little bit of noise today. If Jesus has ever done anything for you, come on, if you know you're saved today and glad about it, if he's ever touched your body, changed your soul, somebody ought to make a little bit of noise today for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! Woo! As you can tell, I'm a shy, introverted preacher. But I just want you to know, the world makes all kind of noise for what they think is important. Yeah. I'm tired of going places in public and people talking in a language that is not becoming of a Christian. Come on, I'm just going to rant for just a minute because I got the microphone. But it's amazing, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, people in service positions knew how to represent themselves. They knew how to talk. Now you go into a restaurant, you go into a department store, and they're using all kind of filth language and all kind of stuff and talking crazy. How many think we ought to just give the Lord equal time? Amen? Come on, I like making noise for Jesus wherever I go. I like to let people know who's in control and in charge of my life. And see, when you watch football, now I know good Ohioans, good Buckeyes are all about football. Come on, OH? Come on now. And I know if the Buckeyes are playing, that you would be sitting there in your armchair and just saying, oh, woo, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's great, that's great. Especially if they were playing the team up north. And all of a sudden, whether it was good or bad, you wouldn't just sit there and say, oh, oh. But when they win the championship, you would be losing your mind, standing on the coffee table. Jared would be half red on this side, half silver on this side. Come on. But why is it we come into the house of God and someone says, well, let's praise the Lord today, and we just give a golf clap? I just want to one more time, if God's ever done anything in your life, hallelujah. If you know that he is your everything, if it wasn't for the Lord on your side, where would you be? Come on, if you know that he's picked you up and he's put you on a solid foundation, why don't you give him some praise in the house today because he's worthy? Hallelujah! Bless the name of the Lord for... Somebody's going to get their miracle right there in the praise. Somebody's going to receive a healing in their body right there. Your shout is going to set you free right now at the beginning of the message. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. You can be seated in the presence of God. I am thrilled today. Usually I have to put a picture on the screen, but I have my family with me today. I want the most beautiful woman in the whole wide world today to stand up. Give April Hamp a great big round of applause. I married way out of my league right there. Come on, somebody. I always say, I don't know if she did something bad in a past life or something and got stuck with it, but I'm blessed. And my four children, Arena will be 16 in November. Give her a hand, stand up. Adeline just turned 14. Angelise just turned 7. And Eric Jr. will be 5 in September. Yeah, yeah. Everybody at our church says, you're just going to keep trying until you have that boy, aren't you? I said, yep. The Kaisers and I had a little running bet here going, but praise God, praise God. Well, I am so glad to be here, and I thank you guys for the opportunity. And today, I want to get right into it. As I was preparing for this service, I was telling Pastor Randy and my wife, I said, it's such a unique service because you've got everybody here and you've got an assignment and you're trying to get things done. And as I was praying for kids going back to school all over, our kids in Colorado and here and everything, the Lord just started telling me that no matter how you started, what's important is how you finish. No matter how you started, what's important is how you finish. And I believe that as we serve God, God can change things. God can turn things around. And you may have come in here and say, Pastor Eric, you don't know how my life started. You don't know how my childhood was. You don't know what I've been through. But let me tell you something. God has something epic in store for you. Look at your neighbor and say, it's going to be epic. I mean, if you truly knew what God had planned for you, you would be shocked. I mean, the Lord tells us that I know the thoughts I think towards you, and they're thoughts of good and not evil, to give you an end and an expected hope. How many know God has bigger plans for you than you have for yourself? And it is going to be epic. It's going to be great. Whenever you say the word epic, what do you think about? You think about something that's big, something that's amazing. The word epic means heroic or grand in scale or character. It means to be particularly impressive or remarkable. Let me tell you something. Your life, the calling on your life, the plan that God has for you, your future is going to be remarkable. The life that God has in store for you as a child of God is going to be impressive. Oh, Pastor Eric, you don't know what I've been through. You don't know where I came from. None of that matters. Because once you are in Christ, how many know Christ is a place? Christ is a place. He's not just a thing, not just a person. He's a place because we are in Christ. Right now, I am in Botkins, the sprawling metropolis. And when you're in Botkins, how many know things are a little different than when you're somewhere else? Come on, we go back to COVID, and I remember everybody talking about COVID and masks and this and that, and they were like, I was talking to them like, we didn't have anything out here. We're not participating. Come on. Things are different when you're in a certain place. And when you and I are in Christ, how many know things are different for us? And I just want to challenge you today to recognize where you are, whose you are, and as you follow the Lord and trust Him, He's going to do something great in your life. The word epic, particularly impressive, remarkable, grand in scale or character. Whenever God speaks to me, a lot of times He gives me acronyms and acrostics and different things. And He spoke to me, said, epic, every prayer increases character. Every prayer increases character. You know, when we talk to God, when we call out to Him, it does something on the inside of us. I hope you don't pray empty prayers. I hope your prayers don't just hit the ceiling and fall back down. I know in this house, you guys are a house of prayer. Matter of fact, I think next Saturday, you got corporate prayer. Is that correct? And you know what? When you come together and you start talking to God, He hears you. We don't serve a dead God. Our God is alive and well, and He hears our prayers, and it increases the character of God. When we start talking to God, all of a sudden, He starts showing up in our life. Romans chapter 10, familiar passage of Scripture here, it says, "For there is no difference between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, Come on, you mean the same God that's here in Botkins is the same God that's in Denver, Colorado. Come on, he's the same Lord and gives richly to all who call on him. I'm telling you, no matter what you've been through, no matter where you're at in life, today the secret sauce is if you want things to change, call on God. If you're tired of being sick and tired, call on God. If you want something new in your life, call on God. How many remember years ago, who are you going to call? Yeah, Lord Jesus. Come on, where's your mind? You guys are supposed to say the Lord Jesus. Come on. When something's strange in the neighborhood, who are you going to call? The Lord Jesus. Come on. Call on God and everything changes. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And I'm not just talking about praying a little prayer that you did when you were 6 years old in Sunday school and that makes you a Christian. I'm talking about saved. The word saved is a Greek word, sozo. Everybody say sozo. Look at your neighbor and say it like you're really smart. Sozo. Sozo. If you're wearing glasses, just tip them a little bit. That makes you look real smart and just say, sozo. Sozo. It means to be saved. It means to be delivered, to be rescued. It means whatever is wrong in your life, it can change. That's what the word means, to be rescued, to be healed, to be delivered, to be bought back, to be redeemed. That's what the word means. So everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. I don't know what you're facing today, but that doesn't matter because all you have to do is call on the name of the Lord and it will change. Your life could be going down the tubes, but if you'll call on the name of the Lord with faith, you will be saved and your life will become epic. Come on, somebody. You and I have to call on the name of the Lord. The Bible says the name of the Lord is powerful. There's something about the name of the Lord. It's a strong tower. The righteous run into it and there's safety. What that literally means is in medieval times, they would build a tower. It's kind of like your silos here in the Midwest. They would build this tower and there'd only be one opening at the top. And there'd be a long rope ladder or a long pole. They would climb up that pole when the enemy came and the last one up, they'd pull that rope up there and nobody else could get in. It was impenetrable. Let me tell you something. There is a name by which everybody can be set free. There is a name under heaven that demons tremble. There is a name that everybody can be saved. And if you and I will choose to go to that name, we will have safety and security in that name. There's something about a name. Once I finally had a son, we were thinking, what are we going to call him? And we have a rule. My wife's initials are AMH, and all of our girls are AMH. And if we had a boy, he was going to have initials ENH. And so we started thinking of names and trying to come up with something. And all of a sudden, I said, why don't we just name him Eric Jr.? Eric Jr. I mean, that's a wonderful name after all. I mean, Eric means kingly, priestly. You know, it's a good name. Do we have any Erics in the house? Do we have any Erics here? Oh, I'm the only one. See, it's a unique name. And there's two of us. But when you call a name, it means something. My girls have nicknames for each other, and they're the only ones that know what that nickname is. They call it. No one else knows it. Let me tell you something. Whatever you're facing in life, there is a name of God that is available for every circumstance and situation. If you've never done a study on the names of God, you need to do that because there is safety in the name of God. When you need help, and you need God, and you need God to reach down and rescue you, you call on Jesus because he's your Savior. Come on. When you need God to take care of you, you call on your Father God. When you need provision, Jehovah Jireh. When you need to know you're not alone, he's Jehovah Tsidkenu. When you need to know that you're healing, he is Jehovah Rapha. There is safety in the name. Somebody just say his name right now. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. I want to talk to us for the next few minutes about some people in the Bible that called on God and their life was going one way, and then all of a sudden, after they chose to call on that name, as they chose to listen to God, everything changed. What about Moses? Remember Moses? His name, his Hebrew name was Moshe. Moshe, and that meant to be drawn out. It means to be pulled out, because you know the story. He was in trouble. Enemy was trying to kill him right from the get-go. He shouldn't have been born. He shouldn't have lived. And his mother hid him away and put him in the river. I don't know about you, but there I shouldn't have been born. The enemy tried to kill me when I was born. I was premature, weighed 4 pounds, 6 ounces. Come on, I know what some of you are thinking. I got over it. Praise God, the Lord healed me. I'll never be touched by malnutrition again in Jesus' name. But I was 4 pounds. My lungs didn't develop. I had bronchial asthma. I was in the NICU for a month, and I shouldn't have been here. The enemy tried to stop what God had for me from the beginning. And there's somebody in here today that you know God's called you to do something, and right from the get-go, there's been opposition. Right from the start, as soon as you said yes, as soon as you stepped out to do it, there's been opposition. But I want to tell you today, just like Moshe, his mother said, he's going to fulfill the call of God on his life. She put him in a place of safety. I don't know how safe it was, alligators, crocodiles, all this stuff, but he was safe in the ark of the Lord. And all of a sudden, the favor of God comes on him, and the hand of God was with him the whole time. God was watching over him. He ends up getting drawn out, pulled out of that circumstance, pulled out of that danger, pulled out of that situation. And I'm speaking prophetically right now, because somebody that's listening to me, God is ready to pull you out. God is ready to draw you out. God is ready to draw the gifts and talents out of you. Some of you young people that are in here today, the enemy has tried to stop you, but God is putting a demand on the good stuff on the inside and drawing it out. Somebody say, come on out. And he got him out, got him into a place of favor, got him into a place of protection. He ends up in the king's house, and he ends up becoming the leader of God's people and delivering them. Why? Because he called on God. He met with God daily. Even when he had limitations, he couldn't talk. And there's somebody that's here in your life. You said, you know what? God's called me to do some things. God's called me to say some things, but it's hard for me to speak. It's hard for me to speak on his behalf. It's hard for me to talk to my family. It's hard for me to talk to my friends. It's hard for me to speak up in a world where everybody is speaking down. But you know what? God can overcome that. And if you'll say yes to God, and if you'll call on him, he will raise you up to be a modern day deliverer. Somebody say amen. Amen. And through thick and thin, through all kind of opposition, Moses stood strong and he lived an epic life. We know what God did through him and in him, and it was epic. Every prayer, every time he called on God, it increased the character of God in his life. He said, you tell him I am sent you. You tell him I am that I am. And whatever you need him to be, he says, that's who I am. Oh, come on, you're getting it. That's who I am. I am everything you need. I am everyone you need. I am that I am. And somebody needs to know here today that he is everything you need him to be. Amen. And you and I can run to that name. You and I can call on that name in the time of trouble, just like Moses, and watch what God will do. What about old Gideon? Remember Gideon, here he is hiding. Here he is trapped in fear, and he's hiding from the enemies, and he's trying to keep intact the little that he has, and he's hiding it away, and he's saying, I don't want this to be misused. I don't want this to be stolen, so I'm going to hide it. And there are many people that God has a calling on your life, but you're trying to hide the gift that God has given you. You're trying to hide away, and you don't want to give it out. You don't want it to be misused. You don't want it to be mistreated. You don't want people to make fun of you. And as you're going back to school, kids, let me tell you something. You and I have to stand up, and you have to be strong in the world today. And if you try to hide it and you try to say, I don't know, I don't want anybody to know. We try to invite kids to come to our youth ministry. We tell all of our youth kids, invite your friends. And then they give us that look. And I said, do your friends even know you go to church? And they give us the look. Do your friends even know you're a Christian? Oh boy. And they give us the look. See, you can't hide what God has given you because of inferiority, because of intimidation. And here Gideon was, and all of a sudden, the angel of the Lord comes to him. I believe this is the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the first theophany or Christophany. This is the first time we see the Lord Jesus show up in angelic form, and he comes in, and we can debate that later if you don't think that's who that is. I'll explain that later, Pastor. But we see here, because the angel talks in first person, the angel does divine things, miraculous things, and says this in Judges chapter 6, verse 11. The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah and belonged to Joash the Abizurite, where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in a wine press to keep it from the Midianites. Then the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon. He said, the Lord is with you, you mighty warrior. Another translation says, you mighty man of valor. The Lord is with you. And Gideon comes back with this full of faith statement. Pardon me, my Lord, but if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all the wonders that our ancestors told us about? Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt, but now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of the Midians? How many of you be honest and say you've had those weak moments where the Lord has come to you and told you how he's going to use you, and all of a sudden you started going into complaining? Come on, I'm not the only one in here. Oh, Lord, if you're so good, why has this happened? If you're so great, what about this? And I know this is a faith church, and I know you guys are full of faith, but sometimes things happen, and it shakes you to the core, and you have these questions, and you have this thing going on. Well, what about this? But I love the fact that no matter what, even in the face of opposition, the Lord showed up. Hallelujah. He's saying, everything's gone wrong. We're going under. We're going to lose. And the Lord turned to him and said, go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you? Come on. I want to tell somebody today that even though you have questions, even though things haven't gone exactly the way you wanted it to be, why don't you just reside to the fact that God is declaring something over you, and he's saying you are going to do it. You're going to go in the strength. I'm sending you. I'm the one that's doing it. And if it's me, don't worry about it. Come on, somebody. That's right. He's saying, I know what's happened. I know what's gone on. But go in my power. Go in my strength. Go, because I am going to save Israel. I'm going to save your family. I'm going to change your job. I'm going to minister to your school. I'm going to do something in your city. I'm going to make a way where there is no way. And then Gideon comes back, full of faith again. Pardon me, my Lord. But how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I'm the least in my family. Do you know where I'm from? I'm from the other side of the tracks. Come on. I'm not even from Bakken's. I won't name a town. I don't want to get in trouble. He says, I'm the weakest. I can't do this. Can't. How many know excuses never got us anywhere? We all have some excuses. Excuses are like armpits. Everybody's got a couple and they usually stink. When God tells you to do something, don't come up with excuses. When God speaks to you and says, you're going to change your family, you're going to change your town, you're going to change the world, don't come up with excuses. And the Lord answers, I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites, leaving none alive. Come on, I just wanted to encourage somebody today that whether it's excuses, whether it's inferiority, whatever it is, if you will call on the name of the Lord, he's going to come and strengthen you, and he's going to give you a word of encouragement. And as my pastor says, it's not about who you were, it's not about who the world says you are, but it's about the fact that you are who God says you are. And so you and I have to get to that place where we receive the God said over our life. And Gideon's life becomes epic because he believes what God says. And I don't know who I'm talking to today, but maybe you have given God excuses. Maybe you've had a rough time. Maybe you felt like you're not good enough. Maybe you've battled inferiority, anxiety, whatever it is. I've got good news for you today. If you will call on the name of the Lord, you will be saved. He will change that. He will turn it around, and your life will be epic. I love it. Gideon was a life, a power of a changed life. And then there's Paul, the Apostle Paul. Well, before he was the Apostle Paul, how many know he was Saul? And Saul had done some bad stuff. Now, maybe you're here and you say, Pastor Eric, you don't know about my past. I've made some mistakes. If the person sitting next to me on this pew knew everything that I've done, they would get up and move to the other side of the auditorium. Or if they knew what I'm doing right now, when no one looks, I'd be embarrassed. Maybe you've made some mistakes, but I don't think any of us have done what Saul did. And if you did, please let us know so we can stay away from you. But he lived a life of total sin. And he's had an encounter with Jesus. On his way, right in the middle of the worst time of his life, right in the middle of the baddest sin that he had done, all of a sudden, God meets him. Aren't you glad that God doesn't stay away from sinners? Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that while we were yet sinners, while we were right in the middle of our stuff, some of you in here, you were professional sinners. Some of you in here, you did it and you did it right. And, well, you did the wrong thing right. And right in the middle of that, Jesus came to Saul. And just like he came to you, and there's somebody today that in the middle of what you're doing, you've made some mistakes. You might be in the middle of something right now that if anybody knew about it, it would embarrass you. You might be dealing with some secret sin. You might be dealing with something that you feel like has disqualified you. But right in the middle of that, Jesus shows up to Saul, and he has an encounter, and all of a sudden he falls off of his donkey. I said donkey, I didn't read King James, but he fell off of his donkey, and he has an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, why are you persecuting me? And all of a sudden Paul answers him and calls him Lord. And then he goes blind. We know the rest of the story. He calls for Ananias. He says, hey, you're going to meet somebody. He's had a vision of you. Come to lay hands on him. And when you do that, something's going to happen. Acts chapter 9, verse 17. And Ananias went his way, entered into the house, putting his hands on him. He said, Brother Saul. I love that right there, Pastor Nicole. That right in the middle of this instance, Ananias calls him brother right there. Brother. What is that saying? It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter what you've been through. the house of the Lord, the family of faith, is open to you. And if you're in here today, God's not mad at you. God's not ready to throw lightning bolts at you. God has not cast you aside. In the midst of this, as soon as he had that encounter, as soon as he called on the name of the Lord, and as soon as he said yes, all of a sudden he called him brother. And I want you to know today, if you're watching online, I want you to know that wherever you are, no matter what's going on, as soon as you call on that name, as soon as you say Jesus is Lord, as soon as you say yes to God, you are now a part of the family of God. Come on, brother Saul, I love that. The Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way and has come here now, has sent me that you might receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight and arose and was baptized. Let me tell you something. His life went from a life of sin. It went from running around in darkness. It went from going downhill to calling on the name of the Lord. And immediately he became a part of the family of God. He was filled with the Holy Ghost. Darkness came off of him, and he had an epic life. Went on to be one of the greatest people of faith, writing most of the New Testament. And everybody knows him as a man of God, not as a killer of Christians. Let me tell you something today. You might be in here, you might be watching online. God wants to take your life and change it from glory to glory. God wants to bring you into his family and say, you know what? No matter what's happened, it's okay. You are now a part of the family of God. You see, in life, we go through things. In life, we have issues. There are times in our life when things are broken, things are stolen from us. Maybe all of a sudden you went through a bad divorce and you felt like your life was torn apart. Maybe all of a sudden something happened to you and you just said, God, why did you allow that to happen? I thought everything was going to be good. Or maybe you got a bad diagnosis and you said, Lord, I don't want that. I don't want that in my life. I thought I had a future and everything seems to be bad. But I want you to know today that God wants to cover you with his blood. God wants to cover you with his love. God wants to cover you with his joy and peace. And you know, when he does that, you know what happens? All of the junk is gone. All of the broken pieces are gone. And you know what he also does? He will restore your life back. And I mean, you ought to clap your hands better than that. He will restore you back to life. Come on, somebody. And I want you to know today that God is in the rebuilding business. God is in the business of taking things that seem one way and doing something epic with it. Every prayer to God increases the character of God. Every time you talk to him, things change. Every time you get around him, something good is going to happen. He's in the life-changing business. We see here all these men that God came in and did something different in their life. What about another Bible character? Wasn't born with the best scenario. He had a stepdad. Come on, his parents almost got divorced before he was born. He lived at home with his mother until he was 30 years old. Right, playing video games in the basement, come on. Worked in his dad's business but couldn't hack it. No pun intended right there. I'm talking about Jesus. Talking about Jesus. Didn't have the best scenario to start with. Didn't have the best things. Years ago, my daughter Raina down there, she was probably about 5 years old. And she says, so we would always have our philosophical talks on the way to school in the morning. She'd be in the back seat. She said, so Joseph was Jesus' stepdad, right? I said, no, Jesus didn't have a stepdad. He's his real dad. And she's like, well, he wasn't his real father, right? I was like, honey, he was, and then it hit me. And I'm like, oh, I thought God was his father. Well, you know what? After 30 years of ministry, I never thought about that. I guess Jesus did have a stepdad. I guess he did. And, you know, so he had all these things coming against him, but all of a sudden, the anointing showed up. Oh, come on, somebody thank God for the anointing. Come on, just say that out loud. Say, thank you, God, for your anointing. What is anointing? Anointing is God putting his super on your natural and making you supernatural. Here Jesus was just growing up, kind of doing regular things, working a job, and all of a sudden he goes to get baptized. All of a sudden in Matthew chapter 3, verse 16, when he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were open to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him, and suddenly, somebody say suddenly. I love when you see suddenly in the Bible, because everything before it doesn't matter. Come on, somebody. Because whenever you see suddenly in the Bible, no matter what was going on before, something epic is getting ready to happen, and it's getting ready to happen quick. And I feel the Holy Ghost today to let you know right here at Only Believe, there is a suddenly getting ready to come into your life. There's a suddenly getting ready to happen in your family. There's a suddenly getting ready to take place in your school, in your town. Suddenly, a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved son." Why is it everybody always does God's voice like that? Maybe God has a real high-pitched voice or something. "This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased." You never know. We always do this loud, deep voice. Maybe we're gonna be surprised when we get to heaven. But he says, "This is my son in whom I'm well pleased." The Spirit of God came on Jesus and he went about doing good. The God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Signs, wonders, and miracles started happening after the touch of God comes on his life. His cousin sees him coming, ordinary, hanging out with his cousin. Next thing you know, suddenly, the power of God hits him. He calls on the name of the Lord, and he has an epic life. Let me tell you something. I don't know who you are, where you are, what happened in the Bible. Those stories are great. We could tell stories about Smith Wigglesworth and other people that had epic lives. We could talk about a mighty man named Peter Dosick, who came and started with nothing and had a life that was going downhill, but all of a sudden called on the name of the Lord, and God did something epic in his life, and we're all beneficiaries of that epic life today. Why don't you give God a praise? It doesn't matter who you are. It might be that person, it might be that, but the good news is there is no difference in God. There's no, we started this off saying there's no difference in God. If he did it for them, he can do it for you. If he did it in the Bible, he can do it in Botkins. If he did it for Pete Dosick, he can do it for you. And I'm here to tell somebody today that if we will call on that name of the Lord, we will be saved. We will be delivered. We will be healed. We will be blessed. We will be empowered and have an epic life. There's a little boy that grew up down the road in a government-subsidized housing complex. Parents didn't have any money. They were so poor they couldn't pay attention. Some of you get that tomorrow. Every year, Jerry Lewis would call it a pledge to send them money. Come on. It was bad. They'd have hot dogs one night, hot dog soup the next night. Come on. Boiled waters. Jam sandwiches for dinner. Take two pieces of bread, jam them together. There's your sandwich. It was bad. But you know what? There was a calling on that little boy's life. God told that little boy, he said, you're going to go all over the world and you're going to preach the gospel. You're going to minister to people. You're going to move them forward in faith. You're going to help their life get changed and turn towards me. That little boy in the government-subsidized housing complex, they got picked up on the church bus. Parents sent him to church but didn't go. That little boy that didn't have a lot of money, that little boy that people looked down on and said, oh, he's never going to amount to anything. He's just a troublemaker. You know what? That little boy chose not to listen to the world, not to listen to what everybody else said, but chose to listen to God. And that little boy called on the name of the Lord. That little boy had a vision of driving around the world with a beautiful woman in a black Mercedes-Benz preaching the gospel all over the world, but he lived in this apartment complex and had a Rolls. Not a Rolls Royce, a Rolls Gnarly. Rolls down one hill, can hardly get up the next. Come on, somebody. I mean, it was rough. It was rough. At one time, we had a Batmobile. You start it up and smoke screen would come out. Nobody could see you. We thought it was cool, but it was a blown head gasket. Come on, somebody. We thought, hit the smoke button. Hit the smoke button. Cloud of witnesses. But all of a sudden, that little boy called on the name of the Lord, believed God. And today, that little boy is standing in front of you, having preached all over the world, proclaiming the good news of the gospel. I'm driving around the world preaching with a beautiful woman and a black and silver Mercedes Benz. Had three of them. Come on, somebody. But I say all that to say that God wants your life to be epic. In just a minute, I want to agree with you. I want to pray with you. We're going to anoint our kids and pray over them and declare an epic life. I'm going to invite the children's pastors and the youth pastors and the pastors come, and we're going to declare an epic life over your kids. We're going to declare that every prayer will increase the character of God. We're going to declare that as we pray for them, God's character will come up out of them and that they will be world changers. I believe there are world changers in this room today. We're going to declare that over them in just a minute. And then we're going to pray for you that are here that say, you know what? And maybe you're here as a 7-year-old, 17-year-old, or a 77-year-old. And you say, Pastor Eric, I've dealt with low self-esteem. Maybe I had a rough childhood. Maybe I've been caught in sin. Maybe I need to be filled with God's power. Or maybe I've been feeling overlooked. Wherever you're at, whatever you're going through, just like these men and women of God, of old, there's no difference today. And the same God wants to touch you. The same God wants to increase your life. The same God wants to deliver everyone who calls on the name of the Lord. Amen. Have you been blessed today? Amen. Come on. I want you to stand to your feet today, and I want all the kids that are going back to school, I want you guys to come on down front here, and we want to pray for you. Yeah, and parents, I just want you for the next few minutes just to stretch your hands towards them. Let's give them a hand as they come. Come on, praise God. You guys come on and just come on around here and face Pastor Eric. You can step down on the floor, but I want you guys to look this way. I want you to look this way. Fill in this way. Keep clapping for him. Come on, keep clapping. These are not the church of tomorrow. These are the church of today. Amen. And I believe they're world changers. These teenagers just came back from an awesome weekend at Pump. How many of you are marked for eternity? Come on. And we're going to believe God. Pastor Jared, Pastor Tim, come on, Pastor Randy, Nicole, all of you guys just jump on up here. You guys come on up here. And we're just going to pray for you. And yeah, if you'll go ahead and play something. I want you guys to know today that as we touch and agree, we're believing God that your life is going to be epic. We're believing that maybe I described you in this message. Maybe you're here and you say, you know what, Pastor Eric, my life was a little rough. You know what, I felt overlooked. I felt like nobody sees me. I feel like people just pick everybody else, choose everybody else, but not me. Or maybe you're here and you say, you know what, if the truth be told, I'm involved in some sin right now, and I need God to forgive me. If my parents knew what I did, what I looked at, what I listened to, if anybody knew that, I'd be embarrassed. Let me tell you something, just like Saul, God can forgive you right away. God can wash you clean right away. Or maybe you're here and you say, I feel inferior. I just feel like I can't do anything. Maybe my brother has more talents than me. Maybe everybody else is smarter than me. Maybe everybody else is stronger than me. And I feel like I'm less than. Let me tell you something. God wants to do something big in your life. Do you believe that? Amen. I want you that are down here, just lift your hands up towards heaven. Come on, you say, why do we do this? We're saying, I surrender to you. We're saying, God, everything I am, I give to you. All that I am, I surrender to you. Come on, with your hands raised in the receiving position right now, I just want you to receive from God. Father, we just thank you for those that are standing here. God, I pray that they are ready to receive a life from you. God, the life that they've once lived, the life that they once had. God, we thank you for the great exchange right now. Come on, with your hands raised, the pastors are going to come, and we're just going to start laying our hands on you and releasing the presence of God. Father, we pray right now for all these that are standing here, God, that you would minister to them, that the life of God would flow through them. God, I thank you for world changers. God, I thank you for history makers down here. God, I thank you for those that say, I need more. God, that you would give them more. Come on, if you need God's power, just open up your heart and receive that today. Maybe you're here and you say, I need God to forgive me. I've been fighting through some things. I've been doing some things I know are wrong. I want you to say this with me. Say, dear God, forgive me of everything I've done wrong. Wash me clean. Come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Be the boss of my life. I will live for you forever and ever. The Holy Spirit, fill me up. Fill me with your power. Fill me with your love. Fill me with your joy and with your peace. I receive every gift, every good gift that you have for me. Come on, if you prayed that prayer, God has forgiven you. He's washed you clean. He's saying it doesn't matter what you've done, the mistakes you've made, I'm forgiving you today, and you have a brand new life. So God, we thank you right now for touching these young people. God, we thank you for filling them with your Spirit. Come on, right where you are, you say, I want to be like Jesus. I want to be used like Jesus did. Just open your heart and say, God, fill me with your Spirit. And God will give you his precious Holy Spirit on the inside of you. He'll give you that heavenly language where you can pray a prayer that's straight to God. You say, what's that for? That's to build yourself up. That's for fresh faith to come out of you in the name of Jesus. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's the presence of God on you, honey. Just go ahead and let that heavenly language just flow out of you. Yeah. Ha, ta, ta, koma, haste. Leha, braha, soho, rebete, ste. Kendele, vese. Yeah, that's it. Kaha, roho, sete. Lehe, kefaha, roho, ste. Yeah, that's it. That's it. God's filling her right now with the Holy Spirit. Come on, somebody. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Let that heavenly language just flow out of your belly. Rivers of living water in the name of Jesus. God, we give you praise, Lord. We thank you that you're using this generation, God, that they're going to change things. God, I thank you for an epic life for them, Lord God. Father, they will never be the same. They're not going to leave here like they came, but leave here filled and empowered by God. In the name of Jesus, God, we give you praise. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for the touch of God. Yeah, there's something special in you, son. When I put my hand on you, I heard the Spirit of God say, let him know that I've deposited something special on the inside of him. You're a leader. you're a leader, you find yourself doing something and then all of a sudden everybody else wants to do it. You find yourself saying something funny, then everybody's laughing, everybody's saying it, and the enemy has tried to steer you one way and tried to pull you back and forth, but you have kept yourself in the hand of God. And God's saying that if you'll continue to listen to my voice, continue to be led by me, I'm gonna make your life epic. Yeah, you've had dreams and visions and you said, God, I want to do this, I want to do that. And at times it seems super big and like there's no way it can happen. But I hear the Holy Ghost say, let him know to be encouraged because I will do what he's believing me to do. Thank you, Jesus. God, we give you praise. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. God, I thank you for touching these young people. God, I thank you for your presence, filling them. In Jesus' name, come on, if your kids are down here, just stretch your hands and just agree with us right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord, for a fresh touch. God, we thank you for a supernatural outpouring of the Spirit of God upon their life. God, I give you praise. I thank you for the anointing. I thank you for the anointing. Yeah, God speaking to you and God shows you things. God gives you visions and dreams. And at times you thought, what's this all about? Why am I seeing this? Why am I thinking this? But that's the prophetic anointing on your life. And when God gives you those things, write them down. Draw them. Yeah, you like to draw? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see you painting or drawing things, and it's coming straight from heaven. And as you do that, you're going to express yourself that way. It's not hard for you to express yourself or say what you want, but God's going to start using you even as you draw and paint things to share his love in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Lord, we love you. We thank you. Oh, yeah, this is going to be a good year for you. It's going to be a good year for you. Oh, yeah, yeah. I see God is lifting burdens off of you. Oh. Yeah, God's lifting burdens off you. Pastor Nicole, can you come and put your hands on her? Yeah, there's a strong anointing on her life. There's a strong gifting, but the enemy has tried to rob it. He's tried to take it, but take your hands off of her. No more, no more, no more, no more bad thoughts. I break them off of you right now. By the authority of Jesus' name. Yeah, yeah, good thoughts, good thoughts. And the dreams, the enemy's tried to attack you in your sleep. Am I right? Yeah, I don't know that, but God showed me that. But no more, no more, no more. There it goes, there it goes. God, I give you praise, Lord. I thank you. That's it, that's it. That's his love just washing over you. That's the love of God washing over you. And I hear the Lord say, I'm quieting the voices. I'm quieting the voices. Sika, ribetesteataha, rimahatolovo, ribeshteteya, kandalebeshteya. Yeah, you're not leaving here like you came. This is your day. If I came for nobody else but you, this is your day. God, we love you. We give you praise. We thank you. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you, Lord God, for your touch. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want everybody down here to say, I will follow God. I will talk to God. I will expect God to do great things in my life in Jesus' name. Now, if you believe that, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Come on. Come on. Yeah, 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 yeah. Praise God. Praise God. You guys are awesome. You can slip on back to your seats. Slip on back to your seats. Come on, give them a round of applause. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I know we have water wars going on outside, but if we could, can we all just slip our hands up towards heaven one more time, right where you are? Right where you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I sense the anointing of the Holy Spirit here to touch everyone that's in need of a touch. Maybe you're here and you say, Pastor Eric, I need God to do something big in my life. I'm trusting God for something epic. Maybe it's a need that I have. Maybe it's something I've been praying and believing God for, and I expect him to do it. If that's you, right with your hands raised, I want you just to let him know. I want you to open your mouth and just begin to call on God. Just let him know I'm ready. You know, sometimes God's just waiting for us to tell him. All throughout Scripture, we see where God said, I'm coming for your words. In Daniel, we see where he says, I came because of your words. Your voice drew me. So right now, I want you to just take a few minutes and just I want you to begin to speak to God. Begin to talk to God. Begin to let him know what you're desiring. Begin to let him know what you're believing for. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. See, that's it. That's it. As you open your mouth and as you tell him, God, this is what I'm believing for, then I'm going to come into agreement with you. And as we come into agreement with you where you're at, God's going to answer. God's power shows up where two people come into agreement right there. Yeah. Yeah, I sense his presence so strong. Ma'am, you've been asking God for something big. Can I pray for you?
Yes.
Step out here in the aisle. Come on, pray strong. Lift your hands right there. You've been asking God for something big, and you've been believing God for it. You've been standing in faith, and your faith is strong. You can't be moved. But lately, the enemy's come in and tried to whisper things in your ear. And this message was good for you because you're saying, yeah, that's me. That's me. I'm going to stand strong. I'm not questioning God. I'm not wondering why. I'm going to stand in faith. And I hear the Holy Ghost say, let her know that just like I spoke to Gideon, and just like I said, you're well able. Just like I said, no matter what the past has been, you're well able. And I hear the Lord say, I'm removing things from the past that have hindered you. I'm breaking them off of you right now. And there's the power of God. It's coming to you right there. Right there. I'm removing things from the past and healing is coming to you. In the name of Jesus, God's doing something from the crown of your head to the bottom of your feet. Yeah, there's a physical healing, but also an emotional healing that God's doing right there in the name of Jesus. God, I give you praise. Lord, I thank you. Yeah, yeah, that's it. That's it. And as you're receiving from God, it's saying, I'm removing every, okay, Lord, tentacle. I hear the Lord say tentacle. It's been like things that have tried to hold on and tried to attach itself to you. Am I right? Yeah, yeah. Well, we break that right now by the authority of Jesus' name. And God, we remove it. And God, we thank you for doing what only you can do. Yeah, yeah, that's it. That's it. Go ahead and receive that. Go ahead. Come on, right where you are. Just worship God. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory and honor. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ma'am, the presence of God is touching you right now. And God's lifting burdens off of you. You've carried that burden, and it's almost done you in at times. But I hear God say, freedom is coming right now in the name of Jesus. Yeah, yeah, that's it. Cast your cares on him because he cares for you. He cares for you. And I hear the Lord say, I'm opening the door. I don't know what that means, but I'm opening the door that's been shut. There's been a door that's been historically closed. And you thought, I don't know if that's ever going to happen. I don't know if that's ever going to work out. But I hear the Lord say, I'm opening the door. Yeah, yeah, that's it. That's it. Just receive that in the name of Jesus. God, we give you praise. Come on, keep talking to God. Right where you are, keep talking to God. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord God. We magnify your name, Lord. We magnify you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You guys married?
Oh, yeah.
For a long time.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. Can you guys just step out here? Just join hands if you would. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God has gifted you guys. He's graced you with wisdom, sir. He's given you insight to things, and there's a creative side to you that says, I can make this, I can do that, I can figure that out. And God's graced you with that wisdom, and you've used it in one avenue historically, and it's been kind of used for this. But here lately, the Lord's been kind of shifting some things, And in this season, God's going to use that same talent or gifting and grace, and it's going to be used more for ministry. Not saying you're going to get up and preach, not saying it's going to be that, but it's going to affect people, and it's going to do. You've been saying, I've done this, and now I want to do something that's going to enlarge that scope, that's going to help people. And as you pray for him, and as you pray for these situations and believe God, you've said, God, I just want to show young ladies that there's a different way. I want to help them. I want to get them on the right path. And you see people that are hurting, and your heart just goes out to them, and you say, how can I do it? And you're willing to help people however you would. But I just see the Lord doing something new with you guys that's going to revolutionize what you do and change lives. I hope that bears witness with you. Amen. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for what you're doing in and through them. And God, I just pray for the word of the Lord to come to pass. God, and I pray blessings upon them. Yeah, I heard the Lord say, tell them they're already blessed. But as you step out and as you step into what I'm calling you to do, watch the floodgates open in Jesus' name. So God, I just set my faith in agreement with them. And God, I thank you for blessing everything they put their hand to. And God, I thank you that you're going to cause them to prosper in everything, God. And you're going to give him wisdom. There's going to be times where you're going to have to say, I think this is what we're supposed to do, but I don't know how it's going to happen. But I trust God. So Father, we give you praise and we thank God. Come on, somebody give the Lord a praise for that. Father, we love you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, and right now, I'm breaking off those feelings of inferiority. People have dealt with, somebody's dealt with that your whole life. And whenever you get ready to do something for God, whenever you get ready to step out for God, all of a sudden you feel that pushback. But right now, we're breaking that off in the name of Jesus. And if that's you, just reach up by faith and receive that. No longer will I be held back by that. No longer will I go through that. No longer will I be held back in the name of Jesus. God, we love you. We thank you for that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ma'am in the black back there, I hear the Lord say, new season, new season. I'm turning the page. I'm turning the page into a new season. You've written down on one page, you've kind of checked the boxes, but God says, I'm turning the page into a new season. You're getting ready to walk into everything that I've destined for your life, everything that I've called you to. You're getting ready to walk into that. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we worship you. God, we give you praise today. God, we trust you. We believe. God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you're here today, Pastor Randy, I don't know how we're doing on time, but I just feel like there's some people here that I need to come into agreement with. That you're here. You said, Pastor Eric, that was me. I'm walking through shame. I'm dealing with this, and I'm ready for God to do something epic in my life. I want to take just a quick second. If that's you, I want you to step out of your seat and come and stand with us right now. I believe that as you take that step, you're saying, I'm moving from where I am, and I'm taking that step that God's doing something great. Come on. Yeah. Yeah, just stand right across here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I believe they're coming, and I believe that God's doing something great today. And as you take that step, God is saying, I'm breaking off those limitations. I'm breaking off those things, whatever it is. Maybe it's low self-esteem. Maybe it's I'm in the middle of sin. Maybe it's something that I felt overlooked. But I believe that today God is going to do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord says, don't forget what I've spoken to you. Don't forget what I've challenged you with. Don't forget what I've promised you. And I see even like a vision board where God has shown you things and you've said, yes, I believe this, I believe that. I'm putting that out there. This is the desire of my heart. This is the dream for my family and for ministry and for what God has spoken to me. But at times you're tempted to take that board and take it down and just say, I'm putting it away. It hasn't happened fast enough. It hasn't happened the way I thought it was. I've got the curveballs. I'm putting it away. But the Lord's saying, that vision is from me and it's for a reason. I didn't put it away. I didn't remove it. And he's saying, what I've called you to do, if you put your mind to something, you're going to do it. Nobody can stop you. Nobody can talk you out of it. But yet at times it's easy for you just to move things aside. But God says, I've destined you for it and I've challenged you with it and you're going to do it. So God, I thank you right now for the presence of heaven. God, I thank you for epic life coming to her in the name of Jesus. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That you would break off every limitation. Break off everything that would try to get her to go backwards. In the name of Jesus, no more turning around, but you're going to move forward with God. Yeah, you're going to move forward with God, and every obstacle, every barrier will come down in the name of Jesus. Yeah, you're not even, okay, you're not going to have to jump over it. You're not going to have to go around it. Every barrier is just going to fall when you come forward with God. As you walk towards the blessings of God, as you walk towards the call of God, every barrier and every wall is coming down in the name of Jesus. And freedom is coming to you. Yeah, there it goes. Real freedom. Yeah. Real freedom in the name of Jesus. I give you praise, Lord. I thank you for the anointing. I thank you for the real. You've taken two steps forward and then a step back. Two steps forward, then a step back. No longer. Real freedom is coming to you now in the name of Jesus. Yeah, that's it. Woo. My God. Say, come on, somebody pray strong out there because God's doing something. God's doing something. Jamie, new season in the name of Jesus. Yeah, you've been wondering, God, okay, what about this? What about that? Is this time? Is that time? I've been ministering and I was talking to Pastor Randy about the men of Issachar who understood the times, had an understanding of the times, and they knew what they ought to do. And you're going to have that understanding of the times and know exactly what to do. And therefore, there's going to be no more wondering and no more wandering. At times, you felt wandering. You felt like I wander here, I wander into this, I wander into that. But I hear the Lord say, I'm going to remove that in the name of Jesus. You're going to know exactly what to do. I don't know why I keep saying that to you, but you've asked the Lord that question. I just want to know what to do. I just want to know what I should do. God, I give you praise and I thank you for that. Thank you for that anointing, that Issachar anointing upon his life, that he will know exactly what to do. And I heard the Lord say, and when to do it. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You took a bold step. And as you did that, God says, I saw that and I'm with you. And at times you've wondered if God's with you. If you were to step out, if God would be with you. And God's saying, I'm right there with you. I'm walking arm in arm with you. So Father, I thank you right now for the touch of God on my brother. God, I thank you for letting him know that you are with him. You're an ever-present help in time of trouble. And God, I just thank you right now for ministering life to him in the name of Jesus and letting him know that you'll go with him always, always. God says, I'm never going to leave you. I'm always there in the name of Jesus. God, we give you praise. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the touch of God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God sees your commitment to him. And once you say that you're going to do something, you're going to do it. But sometimes you're slow to to agree to do things because you don't want to ever back out. You don't want to ever say, I'm not going to do it. But God sees that commitment to him. And today, of you walking down here and saying, I'm ready, God's saying, I see that and I'm sealing that. Can I just shake your hand? I just want to shake your hand to say welcome into new things with God. But God said, shake his hand and welcome him into new things with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for my friend today, God. I bless him. And God, I thank you that he's walking into new things with you. God, that you're getting ready to open up some things to him that have been formally closed off, where he's felt distant in them. But God, you're bringing him close and you're welcoming him in today. And God, we thank you for that. And Lord, I just thank you that you would be so real to him. You've heard stories from people in the past, and people said, God did this for me, God did that for me. And you said, that's great, but I haven't had him just kind of physically do things or physically speak to me like that. But the Lord says, I'm getting ready to get so close to you. I'm getting ready to be so close to you that we're going to have conversations in the truck. We're going to be sitting in the truck talking, and conversations are going to happen. So God, I give you praise and I thank you. That's the desire of your heart. That's the desire of your heart, just to get closer to him. And God, I thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Be so real to him. Yeah, that's God's presence touching you right there, my friend. God, I give you praise, Lord. I thank you for the anointing. God, I thank you for ministering to my brother today, Lord God, that you would raise him up. I see the Lord raising you up out of things that have been kind of almost, I see you in a field with like waist deep vines and grass, and God's raising you up and he's causing you to see from a different perspective. So God, I thank you that he can look and he can see from a different vantage point, a different perspective. And God, I thank you for ministering life to him in the name of Jesus. And we set our faith in agreement right now, Lord. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Come on, just give God a hand clap of praise. God bless you guys. God bless you guys. Praise the name of the Lord forever. Praise the name of the Lord forever. I'm telling you, if you will call on the name of the Lord, salvation is coming. Sozo is coming. And somebody's going to leave from here today saying, God, I know that if I reach out to you, I know if I call on you, I know if I speak to you, that you will answer and tell me great things that I do not know. Have you been blessed today? Praise God. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. You can be seated. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I hope that was a message that you will receive today and that God has touched you. And I know that God wants to do great things. We have the privilege of coming here. And the first time Pastor Randy asked me to come and preach this family service, it was great. Then he said, hey, we already got you scheduled for next year. I thought, wow, maybe somebody on the voting committee wasn't there that day. I don't know what happened. But then the third time's a charm. So praise God. Praise God. It's always a blessing to be here. And you guys have been so generous. And right now, Pastor Randy asked me if I would receive an offering for our ministry, for the work of ministry today. And I want you guys to know that this church helped us last year. We have a ministry in Pakistan where we're ministering and feeding orphans on a regular basis and providing everything for them. And you guys have helped us last year. You helped us to provide school supplies for hundreds of kids. We were able to do backpacks and school supplies for them. And right now it's very hot there and they don't have good drinking water. And so we're believing God to dig wells there in Pakistan, and they can do a clean water hand pump for like $300. And so we've committed to doing that. And we just wanted to know that you guys are helping us. You're helping us to spread the gospel everywhere we go. And furthermore, I just believe that when you hear a word that is straight from heaven, how many believe that you should put seed in the ground right there? And I believe that this is a word for you, and somebody today can sow an epic seed. Somebody today can say, I'm believing that as I sow this seed, that it's going to do something epic in my life. You say, am I buying a miracle? No. If we could buy miracles, we'd all do it. Amen? We can't do that, but we know that as we give to the Lord, as we worship the Lord in our giving, that it unlocks miracles in our lives. And we also know, according to Ephesians chapter 6, it says, what you make happen for one, God will make happen for you. And so today, as you're sowing into this offering and you're saying, I'm believing God, that God's going to do something in my life, as you help to change the lives of others, as you sow into the work of ministry that my wife and I are doing, as you sow into clean water wells, as you sow into school supplies, backpacks, whatever it is, feeding them on a regular basis, God is going to take care of you. I say this almost every Sunday at our church. As we take care of God's house, He'll take care of our house. As we minister to God's children, He'll minister to our children. And so today, as you're giving, I want you to worship the Lord with your giving. And if God is challenging you, I want you to be obedient today. I want you to trust God. And maybe God's speaking to you and He's saying, I want you to do something that's going to stretch you. I want you to do something that may be a little uncomfortable. How many know when God speaks to you about doing something that's uncomfortable, that stretches you, that gets you out of the boat, there's a miracle on the other side of that. There's a miracle on the other side of stepping out of the boat. So today, God, we just pray that you would minister to your people. God, that you would speak to them. Lord, we thank you that everyone that's sowing in this offering, God, that it's going to go to further the kingdom. God, we thank you that as we minister your gospel, as we spread the good news all over, lives are changed. And God, we know that Only Believe Ministries has been a big part of that for years in our ministry. And so, God, we thank you for meeting every need they have. God, I thank you that every need this church has will be met in Jesus' name. God, because as we pray for them and as we trust and believe, God, that you will do it, as you do it for us, you'll do it for them. So, Lord, we trust you, we love you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. As you come and give, you can be dismissed for Aqua Grande, and I'll be down front if anybody needs personal prayer.